The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parashas are Parashas Behar and Bechukesai. In Bechukesai, at the beginning, it states, "In bechukesai teilechu, ves mitzvesai tishmaru vasisem eson." If you will walk in my statutes, and you guard my mitzvahs, and you will keep them, and osati gishmechem miitom, then I will give you your rains in the proper times, nosno oretz yevula, and the land will give forth its fruit, the eitz asode yitein piryei, and the trees of the field will give forth its fruit. And the Torah starts to promise us brochas, many brochas, one after the other. The Torah's Kahanim brings, Rashi brings, what does it mean in Bechukesai Teilechu, if you will walk in my statutes? If this is referring to doing mitzvahs, immediately afterwards it states, Ves mitzvaisai tishmeiru, that if you will guard my mitzvahs. Yochel ze kiyum mitzvahs, kishu eme ves mitzvaisai tishmoru, hare kiyum ma mitzvahs omor. Ona ma'ani makayim im bechukesai teilechu, shetiyu amelim betorah. Shetiyu amelim betorah, that you should labor in Torah, if you will labor in my Torah. From here we see that the source of all brochas is when one labors in Hashem's Torah. Later on in the parasha, in Pasuk Yudalid, we have the converse. If you will not listen to me, and you will not do all of the mitzvahs. So there again it states, you shall not listen to me, and you shall not do the mitzvahs. What does it mean, you shall not listen to me? If you will not labor in Torah. And there, the Torah starts to bring us many, many rebukes, and heaven forbid, the converse of brochas. So we see that when one does not labor in Torah, it brings upon Klal Yisrael the converse. This is a very paramount point of the parsha. And this is also very, very important all of the time, and especially now, when we are just shortly before the Chag HaShavuos, the Chag of the Giving of the Torah. In fact, this next Wednesday evening will be the Shiur, which is devoted to Shavuos. And we have been speaking in the past, last two shurim on Wednesday night and on Shabbos, different perspectives from the great Rebbe Kiva, who came to enormous heights. And he came to enormous heights in Torah and in labor of Torah. Now let's discuss this a bit this evening. There are two levels: the study of Torah and the practice of Torah. Limud HaTorah, Amelus V'Torah, and Kiyum HaMitzvahs, the fulfillment of its mitzvahs. Both are important. Both are necessary. Both are imperative. You cannot have one without the other. And certainly, we have to study in order to come to the fulfillment of the mitzvahs. Like the sages say, "Shahatalmud kredim shemevi lidei maiso." We must give priority to study because it will bring one to deeds. And the simple meaning in that is because how is a person going to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of him if he doesn't study? How is he going to know the difference between right and wrong if he doesn't study Torah? That's the simple meaning. There's a deeper meaning. Sha'atalmud maybe lidei maiso. The Torah will bring a person to the level of deeds, because, as the sages say, "Ama'or shabor nachshel lemutav." When a person studies Torah, the light of Torah will inspire him and will direct him in the doing of mitzvahs, in the doing what is right. It will bring him to the madregas amaisa, to the level of deeds. And therefore the sages say, la'elam ha-talmud kodem. We must always give the study a priority, because without this, we cannot come to the level of practice. But there's a far greater meaning in all of this. In this, which we learned now in the parasha, that you are mailing the Torah, that the labor of Torah is the source and the secret of all brochers. And we find also in Dovra Melech, when he wrote the Sefer Tehillim, and that Sefer, he has countless and endless praises for everything that's good. His first praise, after he starts with a preface that a person has to remove himself from evil, so what should he do? He writes, "Ki b'teiras Hashem cheftzoi u'b'teirosi yege yemem alaylo." That in the Torah of Hashem shall be his want, shall be his desire, and in that Torah he shall study day and night. To understand this properly, we must realize there are two separate levels in the world. There is the level of the study of Torah and the level of the fulfillment of mitzvahs. And these two levels, these two madregas, are totally separate from each other. And even though, as mentioned, we must have both of them. We cannot have practice without the level of Torah, and we cannot study without practice. They are still very, very far from each other. The level of Talmud Torah, of Amelis B'Torah, that's Nivdol Min HaGashmi. That's a level which is not physical. It's beyond the physical world. When one studies the Torah, he's not doing anything physical. He is bringing the Seichel HaTorah, which is the Seichel of Hashem. He's bringing the Chochmah, the wisdom of the Torah, which is the wisdom of Hashem, into his mind and into his heart. And this is something which is entirely non-physical. And he reaches the non-physical level of the Seichel Eleikai, the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When one fulfills the mitzvahs of the Torah, the mitzvahs of Hashem, that he must do within the confines of the physical world. Mitzvahs can only be fulfilled in the physical world. For example, matzah on Pesach. You have to take grain, you have to grind it into flour, and you have to mix it and knead it with water and bake it into matzah. And if you eat it at the proper time, you'll have the mitzvah. Or we take tefillin. You have to take, we hide the skin of an animal, and make it into leather and into parchment, and take ink, and take a pen, right, what one is required on it in the proper way. And a person who has an arm, he can put on the tefillin. Or you take an esrog, a lulav. Or you take acts, or tzedakah. Tzedakah he fulfills with his worldly possessions. Acts of chesed he fulfills with his physical bodily movements. The mitzvahs is when we take the seichel haTorah down into our physical world, and there they have an expression. These two levels are far apart. We must fulfill physical mitzvahs because we live in a physical world and we are made up of the physical world. And this is imperative. And therefore the halacha is, the law states, Eisik b'Torah, if someone is studying Torah and there's a mitzvah that confronts him that he has to do, if this mitzvah has to be done now and cannot be done through someone else, then chayv lahafsik, he has to stop his study of Torah and he has to go and fulfill the mitzvah. But on the other hand, the level of the study of the Torah is far greater and beyond that level of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. That's why it also states that if one is studying Torah and he's confronted by a mitzvah, and the mitzvah can be fulfilled by someone else who is not studying, or it can be fulfilled at another time, then even though all of the time we say mitzvah boli yode al tachmatzeno, you have an opportunity to do the mitzvah, go do it. Do it now even though you can do it later. Do it yourself even though someone else can do it. He's Eina Mafsik. He's studying Torah and he carries on with the Torah because that's a higher level. And he'll fulfill that mitzvah later or let it be done through someone else. This is what the Gemara brings out in Masechet Seita, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings Ezu Dorash Remenachem Bar Reb Yesi. Menachem the son of Reb Yesi, Darshan, he expounded. In Mishlei, Shlema Melech King Solomon wrote, Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. The mitzvah is like a candle. The Torah is like light. What is the difference between candle and a light? Light is something which comes from above. It is something which has no physical makeup. It is something which spreads endlessly. Light will spread endlessly as far as you let it spread. There is no limitation to it. A candle, on the other hand, is, you must take a utensil, fill it up with oil, you must put a fuse in it, a wick, or you must take a wax, form it into a candle with a wick, light it. It's embodied in the physical world. It has its limitations. And it'll burn only as long as the wax and the fuse and the oil is there. Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. Shlema Melech King Solomon said, Torah, that's like abstract light. Mitzvah, that's like a candle. Leimaloch, to tell us, Maner eina megin ela l'fisho, af mitzvah eina megin ela l'fisho. A mitzvah will protect the person.
But a light, a candle will give light to a person only as long as there's enough to burn. The mitzvah also will protect the person only while he's doing it. The fishah, only temporarily. Or, but when it comes to abstract light, there is no limitation. Aftor megina la'olam. Torah will protect the person forever. The there is a great depth in this, because, for example, the mitzvah of esrog, of lulav, you can fulfill only if you have an esrog, and only if you have a lulav. The studying of the Torah about the esrog and the lulav, that you don't need the lulav and esrog for. It's not limited to the gashmi, it's not limited to the physical world. The mitzvah of esrog and lulav can be fulfilled only on Sukkot. While one can study all the laws of Sukkah anytime, even on Pesach or at any time. Or the mitzvahs that have to do, halachas atluim ba'aretz, that have to do with Eretz Yisrael. Those mitzvahs can be fulfilled only in Eretz Yisrael, and only many of them in certain times, bifnei habayis, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, we cannot fulfill them. But the limud, the amelis, the labor of learning those mitzvahs, if you want to learn Masechta Seder Kodshim or Seder Zoroin, which have to do with all of the mitzvahs that are tluyim, that have to do with Eretz Yisrael or the Beis HaMikdash, those you can learn anywhere in the world and at any time. Because the wisdom of the mitzvahs, that is unlimited. That's by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore there are no limitations on it. That's like an or. But when it comes to the practice of the mitzvahs, then we must bring them into our world. If we bring them into our world, we live in a world which is entirely limited. There's a time, and there's a place, and there's a season for everything. And therefore they must be fulfilled in their proper place, in their proper time, in their proper season. There's another Gemara. This is in the Yishalmi. Masechta Peya, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Gemara says, Reb Rachya v'Reb Chiya d'Kfar Tchumin. Reb Rachya and Reb Chiya of Tchumin. Chad Omar, one said, Kol ha'elam eina shove ledover echad midivrei Torah. The whole world is not equal to one dover echot, one halacha, one word of wisdom from the Torah. Chadomar, the other says, afilu kol mitzvayshav einam shovim ledover echot midivrei Torah. And the other said that all of the mitzvahs of the Torah are not even equal to one wisdom that one might learn from the Torah. Now this seems very remote. How is it possible? We learn one thing from the Torah, and you want to tell me that that's greater than the whole world, or greater even than all of the mitzvahs. Actually, because there's a posuk, they bring a posuk on it. Chol hafeitzim lo yish vabo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says everything in this world, and even mitzvahs in this world, are not as dear to me as your words of Torah. Now why is that? So the Maral explains in Perek Aleph of Nisiva Torah with the same principle. same principle, because this world, how great it is, it's a physical world, and therefore it has to come down into the physical levels. And all the mitzvahs, as we explained, are in the physical levels of man. But when one studies Torah, he goes out from the world. He goes beyond the physical world and beyond physical mitzvahs to take from the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it's at a higher level. The Gemara in Masechet Megillah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara brings it. Av, Vitem Rav Shmuel Bar Maso. Rav said, and some say Rav Shmuel Bar Maso said, Godel Talmud Torah, Yesha Bibinyan Beis HaMikdash. The study of Torah brings one to a higher level even than the building of the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know? She calls Man Sheborach Ben Nirya Kaim Lehinicha Ezra V'Ola. Rashi explains, during the time of the Golus, of the exile from the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash, destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and Israel, then they went to Babel, and then later on they ended up in Modai and Paras. That was the Purim story. He says, Yesh loch litmaya. We know that Ezra went back to Eretz Yisrael. The Golus was 70 years. And to help with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, and to bring the people back. So he said, Yesh loch litmaya. Lama le ola Ezra im Zerubbabel. We make Kodesh. Kodesh. This was Cyrus the Great. And he was before Ahasuerus. And he gave permission to the Jews to start to go back to Eretz Yisrael and to start to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Later on, this permission was withdrawn. And this was during the time of Ahasuerus and Haman. Later on, by Dayovish HaAchrayim, Dayovish HaAchrayim was Darius the Second. And so the Medrash is a Medrash that says that was an offspring from Ahasuerus and Esther. And he was very good to the Jews. So he permitted the Jews to go back again to Eretz Yisrael and to complete the building of the Beis HaMikdash and the settlement of the land. Now we find that Ezra went on that second Aliyah. During the time of Dariovish Darius, that's when Ezra went back. But some went on the first Aliyah, during the time of Kadesh of Cyrus. And Ezra was a leader. So Rashi says, Yesh loch litmaya. One can wonder, Loma le ola Ezra im Zerubbabel bimei Kadesh, when Zerubbabel went back in the time of Cyrus, why didn't Ezra go then? Ad hashona hashfis le Darius ha'achrein. Until the seventh year of Darius the last. And at that time they have already built the Beis HaMikdash. As it states in Ezra, he only came in the seventh year of Darius. He says, Yesh loch litmaya. One can wonder. Ube Medrash, and the Medrash explains, She'ilemi Torah mipi Boruch ben Nirya bebovel. Because he had a great Rebbe who was teaching him Torah in Babel by the name of Boruch ben Nirya. U Boruch le Olam mi Babel.
And his Rebbe did not go. His Rebbe did not go. Umei shom esei hashonim alolo. And his Rebbe died in Babel. And therefore, Ezra, as long as his Rebbe was alive and he was learning Torah from him, lo shekol zman sheborach b'neiro kaim leinicha Ezra ba'olo. Ezra would not leave his Rebbe to go to Eretz Yisrael to help with the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So, what does Rav say? Omar Rav, b'tema Rav Shmuel Bar Maso, we see from here, Godel Talmud Torah, yesim b'binyan Beis HaMikdash. That Ezra held that this level of the study of Torah is greater than going to Eretz Yisrael to build the Beis HaMikdash. Then, immediately after, Rabbo says, Omar Rabbo, Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Maso. This is a Gemara in Tes Zayin, in Megillah Tes Zayin, right at the Omar Beis, safe Omar Beis, right at the bottom of the page. Omar Rabbo, Omar Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Maso, Godel Talmud Teire Yesem Mikibur Aveim. That the learning of Torah brings one to a higher level than even the mitzvah of honoring one's father and mother. How do we know? Shekol eson shonim shohay Yaakov avinu b'beis eiver. Because we know that Yaakov ran away, he had to run away from his father's house, Yitzchok, because Esav wanted to kill him. And he went to the house of Lavan. And in the house of Lavan, there he worked 7 years for Rachel, 7 years first for Leah, he gave, then 7 years for Rachel. That was 14 years, and 6 years for all the sheep. That was 20 years, and 2 years ala derech. It took him 2 years to get back, so 22 years. Because of that, for 22 years, he did not help his father. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbur Aveim for 22 years. He lost that from his own son, Yosef. Yosef was sent down to Egypt when he was 17. And when he was 30, it states, the Torah tells us, that he became the Mishnah Melech, the viceroy to Paro. So that's 13 years. And then there were 7 good years. So that's 37, that's 20 years. And then in the second year, famine, that's when he was reunited with Yaakov, with his father. So Yosef was away from his father for 22 years. So the sages say, he left his father and mother for 22 years. So Yosef left him for 22 years. Then they ask the question, but we find that when Yaakov left his father, before going to the house of Laban, he went to the yeshiva of Eber, to the Beis HaMedrash of Eber, and he studied there for 14 years. Why is it then that another 14 years wasn't deducted from Yaakov, that Yosef wasn't with him? See from here, Shekol Eisim Shonim Shor Yaakov Avinu Beveis Eiver Leinenish. All of those years that Yaakov was in the house of Eiver, he was not punished. He did not lose the skus of Kibbur Aveim. So we see that the level of studying Torah is even greater than Kibbur Aveim. This is very difficult to understand. How can the level of studying Torah be greater than the building of the Beis HaMikdash? And also the level of studying Torah greater than Kibbur Aveim. And what do the two Gemaras have to do with each other? They are said one right next to the other. The Maral explains there is a common denominator between the two. Because in both places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken his honor and the respect and fear that he demands from the people, from the creations, and giving it over to the other. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, God will cover Abayis. Kodesh Baruch Hu placed his honor on the Beis HaMikdash. Es Mikdashai Tira'u, Es Mikdashi Tira'u, you shall fear my Mikdash, my sanctuary. One, when he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, he has to go to it with the greatest fear and respect, because of Misha Sheikhin Shom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has placed his honor and fear there. By the parents of one, the Gemara says the same thing. Kabe Yesavicho Vesimecho, you shall honor your father and mother. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you shall give me honor. Hukish Kfeida Ili Kfeidem Kfeidon. He equated his honor with their honor. Ish Imai Vaviv Tiro, a person shall fear his mother and father, respect them. As Hashem Elakecho Tiro, you shall fear Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared his fear with the mother and father. So this is what the Beis HaMikdash, this is why it is similar to one's parents. Kodesh Baruch Hu has shared his respect and honor with the Beis HaMikdash and with one's parents. But what is taking place? The Kedusha, the sanctity, the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking hold on Eitzim Bavonim, on the stones and the timber of the Beis HaMikdash, or on the flesh and the blood of people. Therefore it becomes Metzumtzum, it becomes limited. When one studies Torah, he rises to the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom beyond the limited world. It has no limitations. Therefore, Godel Talmud Torah Mibinyan Beis HaMikdash UMikibur HaBe'em. That when one understands Torah and this wisdom goes into his mind and his heart, this brings one beyond the physical world of limitations and is greater even than the building of the Beis HaMikdash and of honoring one's parents. It's for this reason that we have another Gemara that's brought in Masechta Shabbos where it states, Ein mevav tlin tinekes shul beis rabon afilu lebinyan beis HaMikdash, that when one is teaching with children and the Mashiach comes, and we go back to Eretz Yisrael, and it comes time to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So it states, Ein mevatlin tinekes shul beis rabon. You cannot allow the children to go, or the malamed, the teacher, is not allowed to go and take part in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, to take it away from class time of teaching the children. That the teaching of the children takes priority over the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And there the Maral says the same reason. Because what is the Beis HaMikdash? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha. But it is taking effect into stones and timber. When you teach children Torah, you are giving them the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which takes place in the person's mind and heart, which is a higher level, an unlimited level. With this, the Manal explains a Mishnah in Masechta Ovis. The Mishnah tells us in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin and Mishnah Ches. Reb Shimon Eimer, Shimon says, It's a Mishnah which is difficult to understand. If someone is walking in the way, the Shaina, and as he's walking, he's learning. He's either walking, he's walking together with someone else, and they're discussing. They're discussing the Gemara, the Talmud, or he's learning by himself. Who mafsik mi mishnosei, and he interrupts his learning because he saw a beautiful tree. Daimer ma noe ilan zeh, ma noe ilan zeh, and he interrupts his learning and he says, "Look how beautiful this tree is." Ma noe nir zeh, but look how beautiful this freshly plowed field is. This is a person like a person who has done this, has given away a part of his life. Now, what does this mean? See, a person's walking along, he's learning, and he wants to admire the beauty of the creation. It's a mitzvah to admire the beauty of the creation. It's a mitzvah to praise the beauty of the creation. Ma godlu ma'asecha Hashem. How great are the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech consistently praises the beauty of the creation. So what has he done wrong? He says, how beautiful this tree is. How beautiful this field is. So the Maral says, what would happen if you were called in because the king wanted to speak to you? You had an audience with the king, and you were led into the inner chambers of the palace and into the throne room of the king, and the king is speaking to you. And in comes a servant. Say the servant came in to bring something to the king or something. In the middle of the discussion, umafsik, middle of the discussion, you interrupt the discussion of the king and you turn around to carry on the discussion to the servant. And he says, this is a bizein hamalchus. Could there be a greater disgrace? This is a disgrace to the king. He says, this is a meirid b'malchus. In the old days, something like this would carry a very, very great penalty. He says, the tree is the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is beautiful. You should praise it. But what is the source of this beauty? The source of this beauty is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. If you're walking along the road and you're doing nothing and you see a beautiful tree, recognize it, praise it. The fact is, we're obligated to make a brocha. Hareya, hareya peres nos, hareya ilon nos. When you see beautiful acts of the creation, we have to make a brocha and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here it states, amahalek b'derech v'sheina. Someone is walking along and he's learning Torah. Umafsik. Mafsik means he interrupts the Torah. Mimishnose. He interrupts his learning to say, how beautiful is that tree? He has fallen. The Zeh HaKadosh says, the Medrash Zeh says, Man dosik b'torah ki lochovak b'malvka atzmai. When a person is studying Torah, he is embracing the king himself. He is together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Seichel Hashem. The tree is but a humble servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While the Torah is a chelek of Hashem himself, a portion of Hashem himself. And now that he has interrupted himself to speak to the tree or to the field, to admire the field, he has fallen enormous levels. from a level which was beyond this world to a into our physical world. And not only has he fallen, this is a disgrace to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Ki'ilu Ishai B'Nafshoi, he has given away part of his life. And then the next Mishnah tells us, Rab Dostoy Bar Yanai Mishum Remeya Eimar. He comes with the same principle in the immediate next Mishnah. He says, Kol HaShecheach Dove Echod Mimishnosoy Ma'alalov HaKosim Kilim Yishai B'Nafshoy. When a person forgets some Torah that he has learned, it's as if he is losing part of his life. Shenemar, as it states, Rakishom Elochol Shmo Nafshecho Me'ed. Guard your life carefully. Torah says, guard your life carefully. In regards to what? Immediately after it says, Pentishka Chesadvorim Asheroim Echo. Lest you forget the Torah that you were taught. So from here we learn that if he forgets the Torah, he is forgetting, he is losing a element of his life. Yochal afilo tokvol av mishnosei. We're not speaking, though, the Mishnah explains, we're not speaking about someone who forgets because of his old age or because of sickness, but someone who forgets because he either wants to forget or of negligence. Because when a person learns, whatever that person learns, that becomes part of him. Afilo dover echot, even one thing. And that gives him a spiritual level which is infinite, endless, because it's attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And this is what makes up his life. And the more he has, the greater is his life. The less he has, or he loses it. Ki'ilu mischai v'nafshoi. Shmor nafshecho me'od. Guard your life carefully. Pentishka chesadvorim asheru v'necho. Lest you forget what you were taught at Har Sinai. We mentioned at the beginning that we've been speaking about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came to towering heights. He came to such great heights in Torah that we brought the Gemara Menoches. That the Gemara says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Har Sinai to receive the Torah on Shavuos, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu drawing crowns on the letters of the Torah. And he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are these for? And he says, these are not for you. One day there'll be a great man in Israel, Akiva ben Yosef Shemo. His name will be Akiva, the son of Yosef, and he will need this to expound. These are the heights he came to. And we mentioned on Shabbos, he had a few secrets of his success, a few principles that carried him to this. One, we mentioned on Shabbos, which had to do with another Mishnah in Masechet Ovos. This was the Mishnah in Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Yossi ben Ezer ish Sredo v'Yesi ben Yechanan ish v'shalayim kiblu mi'amenu. Yossi ben Ezer Emer. Yossi, the son of Ezer, said, Yehi beis bad l'chachomim. Your house shall always be open to the sages. V'mimis'avek bi'afar aglehem. And you shall sit in the dust of their feet.
and you shall drink their words with a never-ending thirst. This that it states, you shall drink their words with a never-ending thirst. We know that if a person is not thirsty, he drinks one way. If a person is dying of thirst, he drinks another way. But no matter how thirsty he is, eventually his thirst becomes satisfied, and therefore he slows down or he stops. Here it states, "Vevishesi b'tzomei as divrehem," you shall drink from all of their words with thirst. This means a never-ending thirst. All of their words must be consumed with an enormous thirst. Now the Ovis that Rav Noson says on this Mishnah, Rebbe Kiva went to learn by the great Rav Lezer HaGodl. So it says, what was Rav Lezer HaGodl? What was he? In what midah did he excel? What attribute did he excel in? In Hebi Mizavik Bafar Aglehem. The way he would sit at the dust of the sages. Torah meant so much to him that he would go to all extents to humble himself so he could learn from the sages. Zu Reb Lezer. And what was the attribute of Rebbe Kiva? The officer of Nosson says, there was no one that drank Torah with thirst like Rebbe Kiva. This was one of his great secrets. That there was no one that drank Torah with a never-ending thirst like Rebbe Kiva. He realized what every word of Torah is, what it does for a person. And therefore every word, not he listened to, he consumed. And not merely he consumed, but heavy shase bitsome estivrehem, with an enormous thirst did he drink every word. This is what he excelled in. And we see where he came from, a level at 40 years old. It states, he had not learned anything. And before he left this world, he came and said even Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to understand. These are a few of the statements of the sages when it comes to the value of the Limud HaTorah and the Amelus HaTorah, the laboring in the words of Torah. And therefore our Parsha states, in Bechukesei Telechu, if you will walk in my statutes, Ves Mitzvos HaTishmoru, and you will guard my mitzvahs. So what does it mean, you will walk in my statutes? Yochel Zeh Kiyum HaMitzvahs, Hare Kiyum HaMitzvahs Omor, Mani Makayim in Bechukesei Telechu, Shti Amelim B'Torah, that one should labor in Torah to amass as much Torah in this world as possible. And then this serves as the source for all of the brachas which follow. Yirtzeh Hashem, thank you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.